This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Simple question I have for the audience today, and I have my pillows for the best story as well. Freebies. Todd has his office full of them. We have a bunch right at the front desk at our Fargo studio, so all you'd have to do is stop by.
I'm down to one, if I'm not mistaken.
Are you really? Wow, we'll have to get you a new shipment. Let's do them faster. Has it been elves that have been helping themselves to the pillows in your office, you think? Or?
No, it's just winners.
Oh, I
listeners.
See. Well, we're generous. We're generous with the MyPillows. I noticed.
I think a lot of people put them on their list and, you know, Santa read the list and
right.
Twice and all that
right.
Stuff.
Yeah, that deal, sure. Anyway, now that I have your attention on what the prize is, how about the question? Do you talk politics at the Thanksgiving dinner table? Over the holidays, do you... You know, amongst family, do you talk politics? This just seems like a year that is kind of the year where you almost could not, right? You would combust if you were living and breathing this stuff every day, and then you went, you've gone to the family wherever the family gathering spot is for Thanksgiving, and you're, you know, sort of muzzled. Your significant other, your wife, your husband is saying, no, do not engage Uncle Charlie on Donald Trump. So I'm curious, number one, what's the rule? What is the rule? And number two, if you have a good story, I'd love to hear it. I really would. And you can do it one of two ways. You can call Todd or I, 258-0550. We can talk about it right here on the radio. It's going to be my theme for the week, leading you into Thanksgiving Day. And by the way, I'll be on the air Thanksgiving Day as well. And so if you're cooking the turkey, just remember, turn the radio on because I'll be doing the show. I'm actually going to be doing it for my in-laws, and maybe I'll give you play-by-play as we make the turkey.
Really? I'm going into the cave fire, and you're going to phone it in.
I'm teasing you.
I
won't be in the studio, but I will be doing the show. You won't know the difference if you're listening. And I shouldn't say we.
You should do it for my in-laws, too, because that's where I'll end up being.
Well, there you go. And see, we could recreate one of these questions. So it could be great fun. So anyway, here's how you join the program. 258-0550 is our local number. You can leave your best Thanksgiving, Christmas, holiday, family discussion about politics story at 855-200-1776. When you call that, you press 1 to leave a message anytime. Press 2 to chat with us live on the air. You can also text myself, 367-2054, or Todd at 226-8503.
I got the tradition, too, that you guys, everybody ought to be doing this tradition. A basket at the front door. Everybody's phone has to go in. First person to search for their phone has to do dishes by hand.
First person that actually goes to get their phone, you mean, or just like, I see, that can't last.
Assuming you're not, like, leaving for the day. If you go during the day, you go trying to sneak off your phone and you get busted, you're doing dishes by
hand.
Have
you done this?
Oh, yeah.
Is that right? That's interesting. I've heard of that for meetings. You know, it's kind of a tip by some management gurus to say, you know, any good meeting, you got to put the phones away. Otherwise, everybody's staring at their phones. And it's true. You know, especially guys, we can't multitask. I mean, we're half hearing you reading this, not doing anything well.
Right.
As I often say, I'm doing a lot of things and none of them well. So you can't do so well there. Anyway, that's interesting. That's interesting. Well, you could also share your best holiday traditions if you like. That's a good one, Todd. And the best, we'll do all some free MyPillows today, okay, on the program. And as I say, we'll carry this question into the week. Guests today on the program, first of all, where am I? I'm in Grafton at the Life Skills and Transition Center. Now, if you are familiar with a group home, in your particular community, the clients that are at a group home would be similar to the clients that are at the Life Skills and Transition Center, but they're usually the more, I guess, extreme would be the case they use. The actual name in the Constitution for this facility is like the Center for the Feeble-Minded, believe it or not, which is kind of a sad term, and one that's obviously not used anymore because these are all beautiful, wonderful creations of our good Creator, and yet they have some challenges. And so the 90 or so that range in age from little to big are the ones that really a group home could not necessarily handle and need a little additional care, and that's what they get here. So we'll tell you a little bit about that today. The reason we're here is, as I'm speaking, Governor Burgum is conducting a community meeting, and I just walked out of there. It's plumb full of folks in Grafton. He is doing these in a number of communities. We talked to him, as you may have remembered, on Friday's program about this. And it's basically sort of a listening session, kind of an understanding what their priorities are. Does a community tour with it, does a lunch, the whole deal. He's doing the same thing in Langdon a little later on today. We'll be along for that tomorrow, Valley City and Jamestown. I'll be at First International Bank of Trust building that beautiful new bank in Bismarck tomorrow, so I'm not going to be able to tag along in Jamestown and Valley City tomorrow. But today I'm with the governor all day just to kind of understand what they do with these events and a little bit about the Main Street ND initiative, which is the two favorite pillars I have about it, our workforce, because, you know, we need to really go to work recruiting and retaining a workforce for tomorrow's North Dakota workforce. We really do, and that's a big part of this. And it's also about property taxes. Why are they high? And what do we do about it? And some bold conversations about that. So Governor Burgum will join us at the end of the program after he wraps up his conversation with the folks here. We're also going to talk with Department of Human Services official Tom Eide and Dr. Paul Kostel. Dr. Paul Kostel is based here. And Tom, I believe, is based in Bismarck, but look forward to that. And then at 9:30, coming up here in a little bit, Cliff Sims will be here. Cliff, you may remember, is the very first guest we had on from the White House to talk about the tax reform plan. You know, how the process was going to be working, how to get rolled out. Well, now we have a plan passed in the House and one in the Senate as well. And so we're going to talk with someone that talks to the president every day about this plan. And welcome any questions or comments you have as well. So all that coming up on the program today. Lots of guests. So text, calls in between, as always, ready to go. Happy to do it. And two words are on my mind to start the day. Carson Wentz. Can you believe that, ladies and gentlemen? I mean, this is no accident. Carson Wentz was a great quarterback at Bismarck Century. And I think he switched positions there a little bit, was back and forth. But a great quarterback at NDSU. Certainly finished strong and well. But I think to say that the player that was at NDSU, the player that was at Bismarck Century and entered the combine, nobody could have foresaw this. There's just so many things at work here. It's amazing to me. It's absolutely amazing to me. And I certainly connect his faith to it. He's obviously in a place where his athleticism and his brain and his spirituality can all come together, and that makes him just one awesome human being and an incredible football player. And, you know, you're hearing talk like MVP now. You're hearing like these are Super Bowl favorites now. I mean, that's just phenomenal. So it's yet another weekend. And I know there were some Viking fans, Todd was probably among them, that were actually rooting for the Dallas Cowboys last night because they started to get...
No.
You didn't?
What? No.
Well, some
did.
I know diehard Carson Wentz fans that were rooting for the Cowboys because they said they wanted Carson to have a good game, but they wanted them to lose because it would have been better for the Vikings in the playoffs. It happened, I'm telling you. I didn't make it up.
I don't mind an Eagles-Vikings NFC Championship game. That's fine. I have no problem with that.
Yeah, bring it on.
No, whatever happens, happens.
That's pretty cool. Let's see here. Some of your texts already rolling in. Scott, since Charlie Manson claimed to be Jesus Christ, do you think he will rise from the dead in 3 days? I hope that was humor. But no, I don't. I think he's going the other direction. And, I don't know exactly where, but I'm thinking it's warm. Maybe hot, even. Might be a guy with horns around in a kind of a strange red get-up with a serpent tail. That's what I'm thinking. Yeah, good riddance to that very possessed individual, Charlie Manson. Another, guys, if we start talking politics at Thanksgiving dinner, my spouse bruises my shins something terrible. Oh, you have one of those too. Yeah, I get the look, you know, more than the kick. Occasionally the kick, but Todd, mark that one down. That's a good Friday fun question. Do you get the kick from your spouse, you know, when you're going a direction she does not want you to go?
On Thursday when we're here for Thanksgiving, but yeah.
Do you? Do you ever get a kick from Kelly?
No.
She's like, Todd, don't
she might roll her eyes, but no, she's not going to.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you kick her, like, or give her the look?
No.
Like, no, don't go there. Don't go there. Please don't. You don't?
I'll never kick. I'll never do anything physical like that. That said.
Well, kick is bad. My wife's never kicked me, but she's tapped me. You know, she's taking the phone, like, I touched it to, like, please don't.
I tend to verbalize rather than do a physical thing, but.
But you can't, but if there's other people around you, then, you know.
Oh, well.
Then it's given away.
Don't embarrass me. I want to embarrass you.
Politics and holiday, yes or no? 258-0550. Don't go away.
On Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
One of the greatest memories I have of my grandfather, Adam, is leaning over a pool table and having a blast. That's what we did on holidays. And the greatest gift ever was that pool table. Olhausen is the name in pool tables, and Vince is here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables. So why is Olhausen the best?
Well, it's made in the United States, 100%, in Portland, Tennessee. Every table goes in a tree and comes out a unique piece of furniture designed for you and your family.
I love that Carson Wentz has one with a bison logo on it.
Yeah, we can do it right on the table itself, on the felt. We can totally have Olhausen customize any pool table. I mean, that's why Olhausen's the best. Also, we talk about AccuFast cushion. The rails will never go dead. It's a one-of-a-kind lifetime warranty on best playing, best build, only in America pool table. It's Olhausen or nothing.
And for a limited time, receive no interest, no payments for a year. Play now, pay later. Bubble hockey, air hockey, darts, foosball, pool tables at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot. Hi, it's Scott Hennon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota. The Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's On Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night stay. A great price. Just use the promo code Best of the West, and we'll give you a coupon buck for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the Best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Brought to you in part today by our friends of the North Dakota Petroleum Council. I'll be gone for a few days next week, off to New York City with our fine listeners. I can hardly wait, by the way. Hardly wait. Really looking forward to being there and seeing the Christmas tree go up and all that fun. Another Christmas tree was in North Dakota this weekend. It took a Dickinson Grand Forks route, I know. If you were there, tell me about it. I'd love to hear about the Capitol Christmas tree. By truck, which I thought was kind of cool. I didn't get that why it would go to Grand Forks, though. But Maybe they know a different way to D.C. than I don't know. Not through Duluth, which you go through. I don't know what that was about. That kind of cool idea. Yeah, very nice. Anyway, that's why we'll be there in New York. And that was kind of a squirrel moment for me there, Todd. Sorry. North Dakota Petroleum Council is where I started. I was going to tell you that Ron Ness will be one of the guest hosts for me next week on the program. So we're looking forward to that. Yeah, should be a lot of fun. Kelly Armstrong, North Dakota Republican Party chairman. Jeff Simon. We'll be on the program. And let's see, who else? I think Daryl Lease, Gary Emineth. We haven't forgotten anybody. Energyofnorthdakota.com to find out more about the North Dakota Petroleum Council and the good work they're doing. We want amazing innovation to drive progress for generations, don't we? That leads to jobs and careers for generations. We want that, too. We want American energy production that protects the land and the wildlife for generations. Yep. Well, guess what? Advanced technologies deployed by North Dakota's oil and gas producers make all that happen. And those emerging technologies mean the energy of North Dakota has a very bright future for generations. Absolutely. Bob in West Hope, where have you been, Bob? We've missed you. Nice to catch up with you, sir.
Well, I've been around and about and doing this and doing that, but not getting much done.
Sounds like a country song.
It does. Not getting much done. Hunting around and everything else.
I've been doing a lot, and I ain't got much done.
Do you... there it is, ladies and gentlemen.
That's the crazy Bob we all know. And by the way, he calls himself that, folks. We don't.
Signature.
We haven't bestowed the name upon him. It was so just, he bestowed upon himself.
At Thanksgiving, Bob, what's the M.O.?
When they start talking about football or politics... here, have some more mashed potatoes and gravy, anything, turkey, ham, whatever, you know, and they get their mouth full and they can't talk.
Uh-oh. Time to fill that particular dish up there.
I think I get it. Yeah, I think I get it. Sounds like a plan.
Okay.
So don't you think it'll be a little difficult this year not to talk politics?
No, it's not going to be at all for me. Because I'm going to be by myself.
See, let me say something that's going to sound very arrogant, that I don't mean to sound arrogant.
Okay.
But I know what I believe about, you know, Donald Trump or politics or the conservative cause. It's just part of who I am. It's in every fiber of my being, okay?
Uh-huh.
I also know that, you know, you really have to sort of explain why you think how you think if you ever have any chance of trying to get somebody to come to your side. But to me, here's the arrogant part. It's so obvious of the right way. Because to me, the left is all about wanting to get their hooks in you because they'll protect you, and I don't want them to think for me, right? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't like the idea of it's offensive to me, this march towards socialism with cradle-to-grave care. That's offensive to me. It's un-American. So I believe what I believe. So if somebody on the other side of the table is, you know, believes in socialism, and, you know, the Bernie Sanders way and the Democratic way, number one, I'm not sure I'm going to be able to convince them, and I'm sure not going to be able to do it between bites of turkey, cranberry, and mashed potatoes. So it's almost better just to not try because it sort of it wears me out and it's not worth it. Does that make sense?
That makes sense. Yep. I mean, we're not we don't talk too much politics anyway in the first place, but when it does come up, why, it gets kind of changed to like hockey or something like that.
I'm genuinely interested in why people think the way they do, so I don't mind hearing them, but I know that enough people are uncomfortable with the conversation that you're sort of alienating a good portion of the room, and it's probably better just not to.
Yeah. Anyway, I guess that's all I had to say about it.
I'll leave you with this.
Guys a happy, merry Thanksgiving Day and whatever's coming up afterwards, because my mouth is going to be so sore after tomorrow about noon that I ain't going to be able to eat nothing for unless real soft stuff.
Whoa. You got a little surgery planned or something?
I'm getting some teeth removed.
Okay, Bob, you got to reschedule that. That can't be the Tuesday before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Just
a
grief. Yeah, who does that?
If I reschedule it, I won't get it done for another 2 months.
Well, here's what we're going to do. Todd has a pillow in his office with your name on it. We're going to put a little sticky note right there, say Bob Westhope, because you shared your story about Thanksgiving. You also played some instruments. That doesn't happen every day on the program. So, and you have some dental surgery scheduled. So that's a trifecta, and you got a pillow, okay?
Okay, thank you. And this is the way we'll leave it.
Chimes that they rejected. From there, I thought it was in the Westminster Abbey or something. That's pretty amazing.
That's
thank
you,
Bob.
Yeah,
very good. Very good. Good stuff. Thanks, Bob. 800-228-0550. Our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550.
Another text. The dentist schedule, by the way, was probably wide open. I mean, it's probably like, hey, I got two. Because who goes for big major dental surgery right before Thanksgiving? That's probably a good time to get in and get it done.
I have a another text that does not like your idea. Todd, if you missed it, had the idea. You show up for Thanksgiving dinner. You put all your phones in a basket. First person to grab it out of there. What do they have to do? Wash the dishes, right? Yeah.
Right, by hand.
Don't
not
like
Todd. Not the dishwasher thing.
This texter here says, don't like Todd's idea because we have relatives that call on holidays like Thanksgiving. Daughter lives near Portland. Son lives near Detroit.
Fine. Come up with a time when everybody can communicate. And totally agree. Let's all FaceTime. That's great. But let's not spend the day staring at our little pieces of plastic. Have a set time. Let's do it. But put it away and quit playing with the darn thing.
Another texter is calling me to task for wussing out and not talking politics. I'm sorry. Wuss, spelled W-U-S-S. Is that the correct spelling? I think so. Thank you for not calling me a wussy and just saying I wussed out. No, here's the deal. I do believe it's important. But I also understand there's a time and a place for it. And I do what I do every day on the radio. So maybe that's enough, right? And by the way, I don't wilt from any conversation. I enjoy it, but they have to, you know, want to participate in it. And I do think it's important, by the way, folks. I've said that for a long time about the pro-life issue. You know, it defends me to the core that there are 55 million children that were not born because the Supreme Court said it was okay to kill a baby. It just makes me sick. It's our Holocaust. It's an awful black mark on the United States of America. Now, I don't believe that'll ever change unless more people's hearts and minds change to understand how wrong that is. And thankfully, science is helping in that regard, right? You can't see an ultrasound and not realize, no, it's a baby. It's not a blob of cells. I see the little hand waving. I see the thumb, you know, sucking the thumb, though, the feet moving around, whatever, okay? So you really should talk about that. You really should, in your own way, in the right time, have conversations about that because that's how hearts and minds change. But I think it doesn't have to be everywhere all the time. That's all I'm saying. Adam says the greatest political discussion we've had at Thanksgiving is the same one we have every year, the one that doesn't occur. Okay. It's an artful way of saying they don't talk politics at the Thanksgiving table, and that's okay. That's what we're asking. Yes, no, or otherwise. 800-228-0550. To the White House we go next. Will tax reform pass? We'll ask. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
If you're a licensed journeyman electrician or a control system programmer, there's a job for you at Kraft Electric. A growing company with over 40 years in business, Kraft serves the entire Bakken area with shops in Minot, Stanley, and coming soon, Watford. Kraft Electric offers a sign-on bonus and overly competitive pay. Email your resume to info@krafteelectricnd.com or call 701-628-3344, 628-3344, or message Kraft Electric's Facebook page. That's Kraft with a C. Journeyman electricians and control system programmers apply now.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
In part today by our friends at High Plains Apache, your Apache sprayer dealer. I love talking about them, but the customers really talk best. The field lights and the boom lights are excellent, told one owner. He said, I feel so comfortable using them, love it. Another said, the visibility while spraying is great. As far as I'm concerned, the Apache is about the best sprayer I've ever sat in. If you're due for a new sprayer, you're due for a chat with our friends at High Plains Apache. Man, Dan. Or Fargo, actually it's Frontier south of Fargo. Another said, this is a Cadillac. You're not bumped around, smooth ride. You get out, your back doesn't hurt, your neck's not hurting from turning around, looking at things. You feel like you've been sitting in a recliner all day. Resale value is incredible, too. You go to highplainsapache.com, you'll see some of the used units they have. But the new ones are the best. So stop and see them and tell them Scott sent you. High Plains Apache, your Apache sprayer dealer. Exit 60. South of Fargo in Frontier, directly across I-29 from the Walmart there in Frontier, or across the old Bonanza, soon to be Culver's in Mandan. Tell them Scott and Todd sent you. Cliff Sims is the special assistant to President Donald Trump. He joined us when this whole tax reform debate started when the president was making his way to Mandan, North Dakota, and we're a few weeks down the road toward tax reform. Thought it'd be time for an update here. Cliff, thanks for joining us again. How are you?
Scott, doing great. Thanks for having me back.
Nice to have you back. So, you know, the big question is this going to pass, right? Everybody's wondering if it's going to pass, and they ask the same thing about the House. I remember a lot of people saying, no way they can get it done before Thanksgiving. Probably won't pass, and the thing passed 227 to 205. So are the critics as wrong about what's going to happen in the Senate as they were about the House?
I believe so. I mean, we've hit every marker that we have tried to hit to this point. We're right on schedule where we wanted to be. Getting it done before Thanksgiving was going to be really important in the House. We got there where we wanted to be. And so coming back next week is going to be a really important week as the action moves over to the Senate. And granted, the Senate Finance Committee has already passed it out of committee there, so it's going to the floor already. So we feel really good about where we're at on the timeline, and we feel really good about the debate, frankly. I mean, I think that this is an argument we've been able to win because when you're talking about putting more money in the pockets of hard-earned or hard-working Americans, it's just tough to make the case against that. And so we feel really good about where we're at right now and very confident going into the Senate vote.
It doesn't mean they won't try to make arguments against it. Let me play you something Nancy Pelosi said and get your reaction to this. Roll it.
They throw a scrap to the middle class, provide a banquet for the wealthy and for corporate America. Transform America in doing so. We will not let that happen.
What about that?
Well, I do find it rather interesting to see Nancy Pelosi and others making such arguments when President Obama was president. They were making the case for corporate tax cuts, for business tax cuts, because they realize when they're not letting politics get in the middle of it, that we have an incredibly uncompetitive system right now. The president just returned from Asia. Of the five countries that he visited, many of them being our largest trading partners, our corporate tax rate was higher than every single country that he visited. Under our plan, we'll take it from 35% down to 20%, which would have made it the lowest among those countries. And what's that do, Scott? That gives the American worker the advantage that they deserve, or at the very least levels the playing field. And we all know that when the playing field's level, the American worker is going to win every time. These are arguments that Democrats were making when they were in power. Granted, they couldn't get anything done. They couldn't get something this big done while they were in power, but they were making similar arguments. The only difference now is there's a different occupant of the White House. And this is the exact stuff that the American people are sick of, that they're making purely political arguments, not trying to do the right thing for the American people, for the American worker, for the American family. If you look at what this plan does for the middle class, you're talking about doubling the standard deduction, which means the first $24,000 of income is completely tax-free. So people in the lower and middle income that have kids are going to have a huge advantage here. The child tax credit expanding. I mean, if you look at across the board, every income bracket is going to see tax relief, but it's really focused on the lower and middle income folks out there. And anyone that's making an argument otherwise is being completely disingenuous.
President Trump was asked about this, and now they're trying to use this as the latest thing to stir it up, saying that he was saying that, well, I'll play the clip of him and give you a chance to respond to this, that the rich are not benefiting as much as certainly Nancy Pelosi and others are saying, and including himself. Mm-hmm. Roll that clip.
You wouldn't benefit under your tax plan.
No, I don't benefit.
In fact,
very, very strongly, as you see, I think there's very little benefit for people of wealth.
What's the president saying there? I mean, on one hand, he's saying very little benefit for people of wealth. I took that as this isn't designed to help wealthy people so they can, you know, go on more vacations. This is designed to put the tax policy in place so people invest, bring money back from overseas, build things, do things, hire more people. Is that what he's saying?
Well, there's no question. I mean, if you just look at the individual side of the plan, the lower middle class folks are getting far more tax benefit under this plan than people in the higher income spectrum. In the Senate plan, the high income folks, the individual rate doesn't even move from where it currently is. So they're not even getting a tax cut on that side. So it's just nonsense, the arguments that they're making here. But ultimately, what this is about is about jobs. If you look at what is happening on the business side, which is where we're going to get a lot of the economic growth from this, estimates from the Tax Foundation, a nonpartisan organization, say the House plan is going to produce almost a million more jobs. We're going to see a 3.9% increase in the size of the U.S. economy, 3.1% higher wages for American workers. And one thing, Scott, that I'd love to touch on here, that I think people need to really understand, is if you look at what has happened in our economy over the past decade, almost all of the wage growth, income growth has gone to the top earners out there, the top 1%. We've seen corporate profits shoot through the roof, but we have not seen wage growth. And the reason that is that there is this unprecedented disconnect between corporate profits and the wages that get down to the workers, because companies have been incentivized to keep their money offshore. So historically, that money, the company profits rise, worker wages rise because the money is here in the United States. But because they've incentivized to park it offshore, companies have not been, they've been making more money ultimately, but they have not been able to bring that money home so the workers could share those benefits. What we're doing with this plan is going to deem repatriation, which means that money, $3 to $5 trillion, is going to flood back into the United States. That's going to get that disconnect that we've had between corporate profit and worker rate wages is going to finally fix that. We're going to start seeing wages growing in this country, which we already are in the first few months here of the current presidency because of the deregulation and other things like that he's done. But this is going to give us an opportunity to raise wages, and the Council of Economic Advisors estimates that the average family out there is going to see somewhere between a $4,000 and $9,000 pay raise as a result of the economic growth that's going to come from this plan. So you combine that with the roughly $1,200 tax cut that the average family of four is going to get, and you're talking about upwards of $5,500 a year that's going to go into the pockets of the average family.
Yeah, this is the best argument for the plan in my mind, and unfortunately it's the one we never get to because we're so busy playing defense on this business that is tax cuts for the rich. Because what I love about an economy that grows, as you say, it means wages grow. So as you say, we ought to call this the pay raise plan because that's the idea.
Mm-hmm.
But the other benefit of that is the debt goes down. And the idea that we pay down that debt sooner is what this is all about, because we tried it the other way. And what did Obama do? He doubled the debt in this country, and growth was stagnant. How do we do a better job, though, of explaining this and making the case that this isn't about, forget the tax cut part of this. Yes, that's the mechanism to get, you know, the economy to grow, which in turn turns into a pay raise plan. It seems to me we're always on defense, Cliff.
Yeah. Well, you know, the cynics out there told us that 3% economic growth was not possible anymore, that which has been the historic rate. But now, you know, it's only going to be possible to get in around the 2% range. And what's happened the first couple of quarters here that the president's been in office, we've seen over 3% growth. And it's a result of the deregulation, getting the job-killing regulations out of the way, and the anticipation of what we're doing on taxes here. Now, to help people understand what this, you know, that's kind of like, you know, what does that really mean, 2% versus 3% growth? Well, we're talking about millions upon millions of jobs. And to your point, hundreds of millions of dollars in government revenue. And if we're going to get out of this $20 trillion debt, we're not going to be able to cut our way out of it. We've got to grow our way out of it. And so that's what this plan is built around, is growth. It's how can we get more economic growth? How can those jobs be coming back to America? Let's look at what Broadcom Limited did, a company that was founded in a garage in California that became one of the biggest semiconductor companies in the world and had to move overseas to Singapore because the corporate tax structure here in the United States was so uncompetitive. They just announced that they're coming back to the United States. AT&T announced that they're going to bring billions of dollars in investment back to the United States because of this plan. I mean, these are things that are going to have a profound impact on families all over this country. And it's really ultimately, Scott, about giving people the ability to reach the famed American dream that has felt like it's been so out of reach for many families for so long. We're going to completely change this.
I only have about a minute left. I have two important questions for you. One, I took the individual mandate being included in the Senate plan to mean they realize they're not going to get any Democrats anyway, so they might as well make this a better Republican plan, which I think is great, by the way. That thing is awful, what it does to low- and middle-income people, and mandate in an un-American way that they buy insurance. So I love that. Yeah. Will that remain, and is that the reason it went in? Because it was no Democrat's going to vote for that, right?
Well, the president supports repealing the individual mandate. He's glad to see it was in the Senate bill. However, tax reform is our top priority, and Congress has got to get this done with or without repealing the mandate. But if you think about the mandate specifically, 79% of the people who paid the Obamacare tax had a household income of below $50,000. So if you want to talk about doing something for the middle class folks out here, repealing the individual mandate would be one of the most important things that we could do. And we would love to see some support from Democrats out there, including in some of your listening audience there with Senator Heitkamp and others. They really want to do something for the middle class. This is the plan that they should get behind.
Do you still think you have a shot at her vote?
Well, you know, we'll see. I'm optimistic that if we get above 50 Republican votes, there's probably several of them pile on there. We'll see what they do if we need them to get to 50. But either way, we think we're going to get this done.
Yeah, well, isn't that wonderful? Democrats will vote with you if you don't need them. Thanks a lot, but no thanks. I don't get the sense. I've heard her say one good thing about this bill. I still encourage folks to call, though, because we need an insurance policy to make sure this baby passes. Go to work on this, folks. Stay on it. Thanks, Cliff. Appreciate the time very much.
Thanks for having me.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
You could own your very own drone for $9.99. Hurry to PetroServe USA. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hennon to tell you about the good folks that connect North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields to save you money, to give you choice at the pump, and you fill up at pumps you own at PetroServe USA locations. That's right. Great savings on queen-size blankets, $24.99. Energizer batteries, a buck off. There's also Jack Link's Legend, $8.99 each. Those are great for the big bags. Pizza Corner Pizza, all flavors, all month long, two for $12. And don't forget, any size coffee or hot chocolate is 99 cents each, so warm up at a PetroServe USA location. Stock up on 24 packs of water, only $3.99. Don't forget the all-day, everyday special, four items for $4. The Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza, the 20-ounce drink, and two of the best cookies you'll ever buy. PetroServe USA, and now Valley Dairy Stores in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks, too. All part of the family, helping America fuel better.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features Don Mosman, NDSC Training Director, discussing the first steps a company should take preparing for an emergency situation.
You really need to start with an assessment. Think of it as a gap analysis. You know, are my gaps in having a proper place for people to shelter in place? Is it controlling the front door? Is it cameras? Is it having proper kits available? Once you have that, you need to write that emergency response plan. Now, your plan should cover any threat that your site might face. Everybody in North Dakota needs to have severe weather emergency plan, suspicious package, bomb threat, and active shooter, and, of course, fire. Then you should coordinate with local emergency response agencies to make sure there's not any adjustments based on what their response protocol is going to be to your facility.
To see a full list of emergency operations planning services available through the NDSC, visit www.ndsc.org. That's ndsc.org.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
If you haven't been on my Facebook page yet to like the following comment, you're missing out because it's going en el fuego. En fuego? On fire. I'll just say he's speaking his English. Carson Wentz, Philadelphia Eagles. Wow! Exclamation point. Super Bowl favorites? Question mark. That's all right there. But it's true. I think all of us were thinking it last night. How could you not? Pretty phenomenal. All right. Interesting conversation with Cliff Sims, special assistant to the president. Cliff is a name you don't hear a lot in the media, but he is very close with President Trump. And right in the middle, I think he's number two at the Treasury office for Secretary Mnuchin. Works very closely with it, but one of the top guys on this whole debate. And as you could tell, wicked smart on it. Absolutely wicked smart. Didn't get to everything I wanted to talk with him, but I thought he made the arguments very well. Very, very well. You know, and the arguments against this thing are really weak. I don't hear anything other than the usual rhetoric. But, folks, I do think that if you, like me, want to see this pass, I do encourage you to encourage Senator Heitkamp to vote in favor of this. I really do. And I think what I heard him say is, we're pretty sure we have our vote. We have her vote if we don't need it. You know, I mean, we were talking about Senator Heitkamp, and he said, he didn't say that, but he I don't know. You read between the lines and see what you think. We're pretty sure we'll have some Democrats if we get to 50, meaning if we don't need them. And remember what John Thune told me in his office in at the Capitol, one of the Republican leaders on this point. You honestly think Senator Heitkamp might vote for this? He said, my definition of a moderate Democrat is they vote with you when you don't need them. And then, you know, the interesting thing there is you're able to take credit for voting for it. The president and Republicans would be able to say it's bipartisan if she and men, you know, the West Virginia senator and a few others ended up coming along. So it then becomes bipartisan. It's not like Obamacare. It's all on one side. But it's all just swamp games. I don't even know why I'm sitting here paying any attention to it. You know, the point is she had to vote for it. She had to say now she's voting for it before she knows whether they've got enough votes or not. That's what she should do. And by the way, Senator Heitkamp could take a victory lap that she helped to, you know, get this language and bill into a position she could support. Do it now. But if you want it to happen, if you see it being a game changer like I do, you need to call. You really do. 202-224-2043 is her number. Ask for Senator Heitkamp's office. Well, that'll be directly to her D.C. office there. 202-224-2043. Okay? And all I would do is say, they go, hello? Senator Heitkamp's office? Hey, it's Scott from Fargo calling. Could you do me a favor? Please tell Senator Heitkamp I want her to vote for this tax reform package. Yes on tax cuts. Please tell her that. No to Chuck Schumer. Sorry, Chucky Schumer. You bet. Yeah, here's my name. Here's my address. You can send me a letter telling me how great I am. That's great. Yep, perfect. I would do it. I would need that little one call a day to keep Congress at bay kind of person today. If I were you, I would. Steve Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
You know, it's hard to find Heidi taking a position on almost anything, whether the access pipeline or anything like that. And I think, actually, we should refer to her as Hiding Heitkamp, because she's always hiding.
Well, I think she saw that attack coming. In fact, if you remember, the Republican Party put on a little cartoon-like thing in North Dakota saying Heidi's hiding, and then all of a sudden, quickly, she shows up at a bunch of events that are staged. So that was her way to say she's been places. Now, so she can show things on the schedule that she's been to events, but they very rarely announce them in advance. They very rarely invite the general public. There's, you know, only invited people. I found out about the one in Minot, so I said on the radio that, hey, she's going to have an event, and more people were not invited at that event than were invited that were there. And to her credit, she took questions from everybody.
Particular case, I think we just start referring to her as Hiding Heitkamp.
Yeah, she is. She has been hiding. You're right, Steve. There's no doubt about it. I don't know that that persuades anybody. I just want to say let's call her late for dinner. I mean, let's say vote for this or else. You really got to do it. Jeff, Jamestown, give me your take.
Say, I saw the meeting Gary Kahn had with about 60 business leaders, and he asked them, now, when we get this tax policy done, how many are going to start expanding? And four hands went up, and he goes, are you kidding? Then one more, five hands went up all told.
I heard about that on one of the shows last night. I don't know who's in that room. Gary Cohn is a Democrat, so I don't know if he was meeting with Democratic business leaders or...
All business leaders, and they all sat there like a bunch of lumps. My question is, with record profits, stock market all-time highs, everybody's making money, CEO pay at deeper levels, why aren't they investing now? They've got the money. This will help it along, but
I'm not seeing it. I don't believe it. What holds them to do something? Nothing. If they don't want to keep all the money, they can.
Well, I
you really
answer,
want to help.
Yeah, I would answer your question this way, Jeff. Uncertainty keeps them from doing it now. And if they have a tax policy that it says, okay, enough of this parking money overseas. As you just heard Cliff say, we don't have a competitive tax rate right now. We don't have a competitive tax rate for businesses. Why do we want the United States of America uncompetitive? That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life. We're the greatest country in the face of the earth.
Competitive currency.
Well, that's a whole other debate, but I don't disagree there. Tell you, we'll take that one next. No doubt about it, because there's plenty to play that game. Thanks for the call, Jeff. Appreciate it. And good question on the roundtable. I got to find out more about who was there. More coming up,
You're
folks.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
What's it take to have a really good job? A company you like to work for, work worth doing, and a really nice paycheck every 2 weeks? Polar Service Center has one waiting for you right now. My friends at Polar Service Center, largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America, has service centers all throughout the country. And in Kildare, North Dakota, and Williston, North Dakota, they have some great positions open right now. With pay rates up to $32 an hour. I'll say it again, up to $32 an hour. Incredible benefit package, and much, much more. Call Maria right now for details on this. In Kildare, certified welder, sandblaster, wash rack attendant, and diesel mechanic positions open right now. In Williston, they're in need of a certified welder. Polar Service Center is waiting. Tell your friends and neighbors about this incredible opportunity. 612-214-4781. 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria at Polar Service Center.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.